So, yeah, everyone's raving about Monique right now. Now, Monique, we all know, if you haven't heard, Monique is a queen of comedy. She recently posted an Instagram video of her wanting to boycott Netflix for offering her an amount of $500K opposed to Amy Sherman. And Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, which were about $14 million, I believe. She spoke out that we boycott Netflix due to, you know, prejudice against black women, and she came on the Breakfast Club and she had a conversation with Charlamagne and was talking about how that. What she's doing is that no other black woman and no other legend, as she claimed herself to be, has ever received a high paying check. Now it was said also that Charlamagne was also explaining that to Monique, like, how was it possible that she felt that she deserved that much due to Netflix is based on whether we think the fans will come out based on what they anticipate will be the sales and what the arenas, if they would sell out or if the shows will be overviewed. And she made a very good point. She had brought up her resume that a couple years back that she has been selling out bars and clubs there and then. But also Charlamagne brought up another good point. Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle and Amy have been selling out arenas. So for me, the question is Monique really a legend or is she just a comedian? I believe Monique is a legend. I think right now she's showing she's a legend because she is using her platform. Although you can say, which is true, that she's not selling out arenas like Dave Chappelle Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, which is very true, but because she has voiced her opinion, it has created an awareness around the subject, the topic. So, that being said, for someone to have a voice to even do that speaks to that she's a legend. She's a legend right now. It makes no sense. Don't take it as in, like, she doesn't deserve it or whatever the case was. It's obvious that she didn't sell out like Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle. But maybe it's the world that's being prejudiced against women, black women in particular. So that is something that maybe needs to change. Maybe we do need to. I see it as what she's doing is just same thing as Muhammad did and, you know, Colin Kaepernick did, just standing up. It's not about the money, it's more about the equality of all people. And she saw it as an opportunity to create equality. So I do commend Monique for that. Big ups. That's huge. And to me, I think she's a legend. I think she's a legend as we speak. So, I think women I think when you find someone who puts the people first, then that person's a legend. So let's not get distracted by the ruckus or whatever people try to distract, the media tries to distract it from. But, you know, what is actually true is, you know, she's fighting for equality not only for black women, but just of all people. to just get what you deserve as a as an entertainer, as a comedian, as a performer, as an athlete. And, you know, I commend her on that. So big ups to Monique, and yeah. You just tuned in to Fola J Blessed Podcast, and we'll be telling you more thoughts on more weekly stories, and yeah, stay tuned for the next episode. We got a big, huge surprise coming. We can't tell you just yet, but if we do give you one hint, it would be that power. Stay tuned on the next episode of Fola J Blessed, the GOAT.